But we have to learn how to receive that mercy. The process of receiving that mercy is expressing our sincere desire through our actions. It's just like many of you are parents. If a child does not try to get good grades in school, will the parent think he's serious about school? Huh? What if the child says, "Mommy, I really want to please you and I really want to do good in school, but I will not do homework and I will not go to school." Huh? The mother will think, "What kind of way of pleasing me is this? If you want to please me, you'll do what it takes to please me. You'll discipline yourself." So similarly, if we want to please God, we have to be willing to perform sacrifice to show him that we want to please him. If God, if Krishna is giving us certain rules and regulations, do not do this and do this, and we are still doing it, what does that mean? We really do not want to please him. If we really want to please him, we'll be willing to sacrifice anything to please him. Krishna sees our sincerity by how much we are willing to discipline ourselves to say yes to the things he wants and no to the things he doesn't want, no matter what we feel, no matter what we like. And through this process, we please him. Our motive should be to please him. Our motive should not be to be spiritually advanced. Because if your motive is to be spiritually advanced, you'll never become spiritually advanced. Because you cannot become spiritually advanced by your own power. Your motive should simply be to please Krishna, to please the spiritual master, to please the saints. If I please them, then that is spiritual advancement. If I do not please them, there's no question of spiritual advancement.